Hey guys, welcome back. This is Rise in Retirement. And today we are reacting to an article, and we see these all the time. We see a lot of articles that are talking about how much money do you need to retire? Is it $100,000? Is it $1 million? The article title is "Sorry, but retiring comfortably with $100,000 in savings is a myth for most people. Here's why." If you're watching this video, then you're all about retirement education, financial planning. We've got an awesome tool for you called Ascend 360 Insider. It is a weekly email series delivered to your inbox on Thursday mornings every single week, chock full of awesome tips, topics, just like the ones we're covering here today.
And the best news is we have intentionally made this so easy for you to become an insider. All you have to do is simply click on the link in the description. We just ask for your name and email and nothing after that. You will be receiving weekly power-packed tips and information when it comes to retirement planning.
Coming insider today. I'm Jet. He's Taco with me. And let's jump into this. Andrew, I find a lot. I actually find this title of this article really comical. You know, being in the industry with you for as long as we have and being on the front lines and helping clients building retirement plans, financial planning, investing their dollars. We manage money here at this company and we help people determine how much they need. Is it enough? Can I retire comfortably? I haven't seen a whole lot of people come into this office asking, "Hey, I got 100,000. Can I retire?"
Yeah. I laugh at these articles. They're clickbait, right? At the end of the day, it's, how can I get someone to click on my article and read it? But unfortunately, there's hundreds of thousands of people who believe some of these things. Yeah. And so, you know, I think coming here and talking about it and some of the realities of what we see when it comes to these surveys and studies that create these articles. So I found this interesting, you know, to say 100,000 and at the end of the day, I can't even tell. I've been in this industry for going on, 16 years now. I can't even tell if they're talking income, $100,000 of income, or are they talking $100,000 of savings? My guess is a lot of the people who are taking a study don't know either. And so let's talk through the numbers, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, so the article here, it talks about the $100,000 as a statistical myth, just as sketchy as a $1 million perfect retirement, or recently Northwestern Mutual, who does a study every single year on how much you actually need. And we referenced this in one of our most recent Ascend 360 Insider videos. $1.46 million retirement dollars given inflation was the number for their study. So, and then you go to, you know, Susie Orman is consistently in the news, I feel like once or twice every year, saying, "Hey, you need $5 million to retire. You need $10 million to retire." I've seen articles that say $2.5 million is the number. So you say clickbait. I think the problem with this whole scenario is, what is the number one question that people come in asking us?
Do I have enough money?
Yeah. Everything's driven around that. So if you are a pre-retiree and you're, you know, getting close to the end of your rope or the end of your bridge there, and you're going, you know, "I really would like to retire," I think we kind of see two types of people generally. We see the type of person who goes, "I think I have enough. I think I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm not quite sure. So I want to confirm this some way, some shape, somehow." And then you see the type of person who goes, "Ooh, I'd really like to retire in 2 years or 4 years or five, but I think I'm behind." Right. And so they go searching. They hit Google, they hit the keyboard, and they go, "How much do I need to retire?" And all of these articles start popping up and they contradict one another. And a lot of the things in this article kind of tend to contradict one another as well.
For sure. And what I think a lot of people do too is they look for articles or situations that may be similar to where they're at. You know, "I only have 500,000. Can I retire?" Well, there's so much more that has to go into to determine that, right? There's a lot of questions that have to be asked that aren't going to show up in a survey. You're not giving your own personal information when taking that survey to determine if this article or anything out there is relevant to your situation at the end of the day.
Yeah, the article states that there, you know, a lot of these things lacked context. You know, so you read a lot of factoids, but even while they're technically true, they're lacking in context. It's like that line from the Princess Bride. Do you remember the Princess Bride movie?
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's like the line from the Princess Bride. I do not think it means what you think it means is what is stated in this article. So, you know, the article is kind of pointing to, you know, recently, here's where this came about. There was a data set that came out that pointed to people stating that they were doing okay, generally speaking, with $100,000 in savings in retirement. So I think it provides a lot of false hope for some people. And then, you know, you get into the study and you don't quite understand what those individuals who answered that question of, hey, I have 100,000 and I'm doing okay, or I'm doing a little more than okay. What's their scenario look like? Do they have a ton of pension income?
Yeah.
Do they have a lot of Social Security income? Well, how much do they spend? How do they live their life?
Well, and quite frankly, and so that number is 86%, by the way, 86% in this particular study said that they were at least doing okay. What does that mean? What is doing okay? I don't want to just do okay in retirement. I don't know about you, but
yeah,
I want to be more than doing okay. So there's just so much, you know, kind of speculation and just like you said, no context to what any of this means. Yeah. Do they have pension income? What's their Social Security like? Do they own businesses? Do they have other stuff coming in that, that allows them to do some of the things they want to do? Because quite frankly, at the end of the day, 100,000 is not going to allow you to do a whole heck of a lot.
Right.
I think even in this article states that max probably comfortably you could get about $750 off of that, to live off of per month. And that's stretching it. That's not going to get a whole heck of a lot for individuals in retirement unless it's pairing up with pension and Social Security, things like that. So like you said, we don't see a whole lot of people coming in, where $100,000 is going to, you know, get them to where they want to be.
Here's the other thing. We hear the questions, you know, people come into this office for a retirement tune-up financial review. And that question that we talked about before is, do I have enough? Can I do this? Will I be okay? It's the common question, no matter how someone asks it to us or how it comes out of their mouth. It all leads back to that. I've saved X. I want to retire at Y date. Is this going to work? And what they're really asking is, am I going to run out of money? You know, is something terribly bad going to happen to me at some point where I made a horrible mistake and now I got to go back to the workforce, or I got to get another job, or I have to cut my expenses back? And generally speaking, the vast, vast majority, if not everyone that we meet, they have a different goal in mind. They want to retire and in most cases do more. They want to enjoy more. They potentially want to spend more. So I think we have to break down maybe the proper way to go about this, because I think too many people enter this thought process of, do I have enough, kind of backwards. They go, this article says I need $1 million. This one says 2 million. This one says 100,000. How much do I need? And to actually answer that question, you have to focus on the logistics side of it first. You have to look at your budget, your spending, what your hobbies are. You know, let me ask you this question. You're nowhere near retirement at this point.
Right.
But if you're human and you've got a pulse and you're working and you've been doing it for a while, you've probably thought about it before, right? I've thought about it. If I ask you, Andrew, you're retiring next year. You think about your life now, you know, your week to week work. What do you want to do in retirement? What, how do you envision spending your time? Like, how would you answer that question for me?
Yeah. Traveling, golfing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously I have young kids right now, but
they would be old at that point.
Yeah. Travel, golf, you know, enjoying my time. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that I haven't done that I'd want to do. What I know that I wouldn't look at other people. I wouldn't compare myself to other people. And I think that's a big tip to people out there. And why I don't really like these types of articles is, don't compare yourself to other people. Figure out your own situation. And so it's getting back to what you said, like, what do you have to do to start? Well, you have to understand, what's your lifestyle? What's it looked like, you know, for those 30 years while you were working? And now what do you want the next 30 years to look like? Do you want to do more? Do you think you're going to actually do less? You know, what types of things are you going to be spending on, when, timing, all that good stuff. So there's so much that has to go into your personal situation to start determining what that magic number is, because, you know, quite frankly, blanket advice, you know, of this is the number you have to be at from those Susie Ormans and all these articles. It's just, I'm going to go back to it's clickbait at the end of the day.
Yeah. I think if you coin the phrase in retirement, for most people, every day is Saturday. You know, people work, a lot of people, not everyone, of course, this isn't a put yourself in this pot type of statement, but Monday through Friday, your typical 9 to 5, you know, it varies depending on what you do and what your industry is, obviously, but imagine picture a day where you wake up and all of a sudden you can do whatever it is that you want to do on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, and you can spend how you want to spend, and you can enjoy those hobbies. You want to golf, you want to travel, you want to go see your kids, wherever they might end up, right? There's a common denominator there. Every single one of those things requires additional money that you weren't previously spending when you didn't have the time to actually do that. So $100,000, I just find it really, really far-fetched that the vast majority of people could enter retirement with $100,000 and actually feel confident.
Yeah.
That they were going to enjoy the retirement that they've probably dreamt up all those years that they were leading up to it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And now, not saying it can't happen, right?
Sure.
We talked, I think,
you had
prior.
An example
yeah,
for me,
you know.
Well, okay. Well, what about this though?
Yeah, we've got people we've worked with where, you know, they have $200,000 or $300,000 where they don't touch it. It's literally. The example that I used earlier was they're public employees. They pretty much poured all of their savings, if you will, into pension funds. You know, all of their pensions were set up, which don't really exist in today's world for the most part. But, you know, they live off of $100,000 potentially a year just from public pensions if they worked 35, 40 years in the public sector. So they don't maybe have a whole lot of 401k dollars that they saved up, things like that. But hey, they're still living comfortably because their income is really good. And so whatever little savings they may have, they don't need them. It's just extra money. You know, it's maybe some one-off type of items. So it can happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it all boils down to income, not savings.
Right.
What generates income? The savings that you have. So they correlate, but it all, you know, to determine do you have enough, you have to understand what are you needing to spend? What kind of income do you need? And then we can backdoor into do you have enough money? That's your number that you're calculating.
Yeah, I mean, take it a step further too and imagine all the scenarios that we run into on a day-to-day basis. Like we meet people who they have a really strong budget. And they know kind of how they're going to spend that extra time and what it's going to cost them in addition to those basic expenses. And they come in and they go, hey, we're young and vibrant and able right now. We want to front end load our fun. We want to front end load and spend more the first 10 years of retirement. And at that point, we're making a conscious decision that in years 11 through 15, 11 through 20, we are willing to back down then. So you have all these additional sub scenarios that you can add to this picture that make it clearly evident that you can't focus on a generalized number or an article or a clickbait type of thing when you're seeking out the answer to the question that is, do I have enough? Can I do what I want to do with this dollar amount? So I think our best advice for you, if you're in that gigantic pool of people, I mean, the numbers right now are staggering. The amount of baby boomers that are retiring every single day this year. I think this is the peak year.
Mm-hmm.
2024 is the peak year where the very most amount of baby boomers are retiring on a daily basis since the baby boomers started to retire. So if you're in that population of person who says, hey, do I have enough? My biggest piece of advice for you is do not look at these articles. Just avoid them. You have to take a customized approach. And this is where a good financial planner can come in. This is where when people come into our office, schedule a retirement tune-up, and they ask this question, we take a customized approach with each and every one of them. You got to talk to someone that knows financial planning for retirement and all the innuendos and the nuances of it really, really well if you're going to start off on the right foot.
Yeah. What really cracks me up, and just looking at this article, you mentioned talk with a professional, somebody who actually is going to look at a customized situation. This article ends with, got a question about investing and how it fits into your financial plan? Write to me and please put fix my portfolio in the subject line. You know, at the end of the day, this is a journalist, somebody who's you know, writing articles and trying to get as many people to click on the article as possible, not offer actual customized advice.
Yeah.
So I laugh at that. It's kind of funny to me. So don't do that.
Yeah, fair point. And I think if you're watching this video, then you are like many people who come to our channel seeking to educate themselves so they can make informed and empowered decisions when it comes to questions like this. And we have some excellent tools. One that I would tell you to check out, click the link on the in the description below and join Ascend 360 Insider. We have a weekly email series. Every single week, our subscribers, our members, our insiders can email delivered to their inbox on Thursday morning with all sorts of topics. Topics like this, should you pay your mortgage off before retirement or can you manage a mortgage inside of retirement? What's the market and the election cycle going to do to my portfolio this year? We are really striving to get people educated so that they can, whether they're going to do it on their own or they're going to work with a financial professional, click on that link, join Ascend 360 Insider, and get that content delivered to your inbox every single week.
Yeah, yeah. Great, great quick tips. It's usually, what, 5 to 7 to 10 minute videos that provide, they're power packed. So really encourage it.
Here's what we want you to do. If you have a topic that you want us to cover, if you have an article that you want us to react to, put a comment in the comment section below. We'd love to cover your topic or your question. And we'll see you next time on Rise in Retirement.